Welcome back to Safe Talk. I'm Danny Smith, and today our human factors review process is on the agenda. To help me sort through the numerous benefits of this process, we've invited fellow consultant who also happens to be on the human factors review team, and that's Rhonda Piggy. So Rhonda, first of all, welcome back to the podcast.
Thank you so much for the invitation, Danny. It's always great catching up with you as well as your listeners.
So before we begin, a special shout out is in order in this for this podcast. I remember a few weeks back, one of our client managers, Irene Kaufman, called me one day and said, "Hey, do we have a podcast about the human factors review?" And at first I thought, well, certainly we do. And I stopped and looked and was like, no, maybe I should call our producer, Kevin Cobb. So sent him a quick message and said, "Hey, do we have one of these?" He says, "No, but that's a great idea." So special kudos to Irene for pointing out that, well, we missed this and it's something that's really needed here. So a little bit about Rhonda's background, in case you're not familiar. Rhonda's a CSP. She holds a master's in occupational safety, health, and environmental management, and she has worked on numerous U.S. military bases in Iraq, as well as in the pulp and paper industry, chemical and pharmaceutical industries. And in 2014, she was named to the National Safety Council's Rising Star of Safety as an award recipient there. But her passion really, before we get to the human factor review, is all about teaching children how to be safe. So, Rhonda, before we get into the other stuff, let's talk about the kids for a moment.
Oh, of course. For me, if you want to teach kids a new language, for example, immersion is very, very hard to beat. I take that same approach, sort of. Think of it this way. If you want children to speak the language of safety, start now, as opposed to the school of hard knocks we all attended. I think that that will do wonders for the next generation of safe workers.
That's just brilliant. You know, and I couldn't agree with you more. You know, my wife, Angie, and I were talking about it the other day. We're kind of taking the 180 degree approach with our grandkids now, especially than the system we grew up with, which most of our listeners are probably pretty familiar with it. You know, hearing things like, "I bet you won't do that again," or "you shouldn't have been doing what you were doing in the first place," or the ever popular, "If all your friends jumped off the cliff, would you do it too?"
Right. Yeah.
Have you heard those growing up? Huh?
For sure. Yeah, I've heard them. I know the training, right? Mm-hmm.
We've all been through it, right? And to be honest, it wasn't that productive training, right? So if you wouldn't, Rhonda, as we're getting into the topic here, if you would give the listeners some idea of, as you're going through and helping our clients with these human factor reviews, what exactly are you looking for?
Yes. So the purpose of the visit will be to observe, evaluate, and verify the effectiveness of the elements of the safety management system and the safety processes as a whole, especially as they're related to the human factors framework. We also look at elements of the quality and production systems as well in regards to human factors when built into the schedule. So once we start talking about the schedule, you'll hear a bit more about that. But specifically, we're looking for employee knowledge level in regard to human factors, the receptiveness and skills/habits that they've developed as a result of the trainings, supervisor skills, long-term metrics, including injury rates, near miss reporting, and any other KPIs that you all are willing to share with me, the EH&S system integration, steering committee activities, and leadership support, just to name a few.
That's great. And always important, I think, to point out with these are not an audit, right? These are just visits that you're doing at any point during the Safe Start journey. And many of the clients have elected to do these at various times, regardless of the Safe Start process that they have implemented, right?
That is correct. We consider it more of a gap analysis is what we've kind of settled on. The clients mm-hmm. like that term. So sure. Gap analysis is what we'll go with.
Sure. So what's some of the benefits that come with this, if you will?
Yes. Yeah, so some of the benefits to pre-launch specifically is you get to decide if Safe Start or Safe Lead should be implemented first. If you have multiple sites, we can decide where you need to start. Do you want to start with the well-performing sites? Would you prefer to start with underperforming sites? We go through strategies to engage the bargaining unit. So if you're looking for a little leverage there. Identify strengths and challenges. Some of them that we're seeing right now is high turnover, specifically in the leadership group, but high turnover in general. And then leadership support are some of those others. Other clients outside of the pre-launch benefits that I've just mentioned. Other clients typically have had their first visit shortly after finishing the core Safe Start training. So if you're a classic user, that would be right after Unit 5. And for Safe Start Now, that would be right after Unit 4. They also have elected to have them after launching something like a Safe Lead, a Rate Your State, or Safe Track, even as standalone services.
That's really solid. And you know, I love the idea of, and I forget who it was that said it. It may have actually been our producer, Kevin Cobb, mentioned him again, that said it's kind of like having the mechanic come over to your house and just kind of checking out your car in the garage there, right? And that's exactly what we're doing there. So with this, you're typically following pretty much a three-step process, regardless of which service that you're doing with, right? Tell us a bit about that three-step process.
Yes, that is accurate. It is a three-step process. So you get a pre-visit virtual meeting. I typically schedule those somewhere between 30 minutes to 60 minutes. 30 minutes is usually most common, and it is virtual. On-site visit, that would be the date of your visit. And even though I'm calling it the on-site visit, you can also do that virtually. And we'll talk about that here in a moment. Mm-hmm. And then the third part is the post-visit virtual meeting and customized report. This is basically your formal report out. And I tend to schedule those about 60 to 90 minutes, depending on how many days of the visit and how much information I have to share. So that is that pre-visit virtual meeting, on-site visit, and the post-visit virtual meeting and customized report. So the review itself begins with that pre-visit virtual meeting with your organization's leadership. It focuses on a data review of existing programs, records, reports, and in some cases, surveys. It will also include a discussion about common challenges, your climate and your culture, leadership commitment, process overview and logistics, as well as leadership expectations. Using the findings from this meetings, we will create a customized review agenda for the on-site portion of the visit.
Now, you said this is designed to allow the review team to create that customized review agenda for the on-site visit. And that makes perfect sense because every site is different. Every site has its own leadership style, its own culture, and so forth. So let's talk about the site visit itself. What can our clients expect there?
Yes, to ensure impartialness, we do not allow the same consultant to perform the on-site review that we're speaking of today. We don't allow that person and the person that did your actual implementation to be the same person, just again, to make sure that it's impartial and you get a very thorough viewpoint from all angles of your implementation. The on-site review will cover three main categories: leadership, programs, and processes. And each of these is broken down into people, systems, and technical systems. And again, it's included in each category. The focus of the review will be on the individual skills, supervisor skills, and leadership and organizational skills.
Now, let's back up for just a second. You mentioned the pre-visit virtual meeting really is about setting up the agenda for the team site meeting. So give us some examples of the elements that would go into that, if you would.
Of course, I can definitely do that. So some visits may include a meeting with the safety manager, a plant tour, and informal employee interviews. Those interviews with the employees usually take about 3 to 5 minutes per person. And again, the quantity of people we interview will just depend on your site size and the amount of time we've allocated to this piece of the meeting. We try to meet with focus groups when necessary. We meet with trainers. We like to meet with supervisors and managers. We try to conduct observations if those are relevant to you. For example, if you're using Rate Your State or Safe Track or any of those things, Rate Your State. If I repeated that twice, my apologies. We try to do leadership meetings, one-on-one meetings with the site manager. And then, of course, we do a closing meeting with my site contact. Typically, it's the site, the safety manager, or whoever knows the most about your actual Safe Start journey.
Wow, that's a lot of work. I guess that brings us then to the last part of that, and that is the feedback portion of this, the actual report out itself. And you typically are doing that one virtually, right?
That is correct. We organize a post-visit virtual meeting with your organization's leadership, during which we will share an electronic customized report detailing our findings. We will also revisit the original data, how it fits with your analysis and recommendation, how the organizational goals can be achieved, or how results can be improved.
You know, and I guess when you stop and you think about it, we've been at this for over 20 years now. You know, one of my favorite things to say lately as I've gotten older myself borrowing from that old Farmers Insurance commercials, you know, we know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two. And there's a lot of benefits, I guess would be my point, to using this approach just based upon our experience and things that we've seen, not only with that particular client, but also with other clients in similar industries and just clients in general, right?
Yes, that is correct. We definitely have seen a thing or two, Danny. So our experience, it has been gained from visits with thousands of other clients and identifying their strengths and areas where improvements can be made. And it has, those findings have been beneficial to them. And now that experience lends to tremendous benefits to sites requesting a new visit. And some of those benefits include measure feedback from employee and supervisors on specific goals and outcomes, an unbiased, non-political third-party review, a prioritized long-term plan for success based on your goals. I can't reiterate that enough. We try to focus on your goals at every stage of this process. Expert guidance and motivation for your leadership group, ongoing support and help with setting goals and benchmarks, additional and sustained injury reduction, further reduction in human factors incidents that negatively affect production quality, equipment, environment, finances, and the list goes on.
Yeah.
Continuous improvements in morale, team communication, overall safety compliance, participation, and culture, and then additional savings and more efficient return on your training investment. But I have a ton and I get super excited, so I'm going to cut myself off.
Well, I think the big thing that you mentioned there is it's all about what is the client looking for and what have they defined as, what, as I like to say, what are they trying to move the needle on? What are they looking to improve? What are the key performance indicators that they're trying to make improvements on based on things that can be affected by human factors, be it safety, quality, whatever it is, right? And that feeds back into how long the site visit will actually take, right? And I say site visit, again, it may be virtual, but the number of days then depends on, I guess, the site size, also what the client's looking for in the assessment. And then I guess your client manager also has some impact and helps with that as well. So for our clients, that's a great way to get the ball rolling. And Rhonda, we talked about a lot today. So I guess maybe if you don't mind, just kind of recap this for us and talk about just front to back the process, just so we get this clear in our minds.
Absolutely. So we have a pre-visit virtual meeting to prepare for the visit and to discuss the available data and client goals. Customized visit agenda designed before the visit so that you can see exactly what will be covered, reviewed, and discussed. A detailed report with a summary of recommendations. A post-visit virtual meeting to discuss our recommendations and how they fit with your goals. Phone/email support throughout. Optional on-site consulting and support is available at an additional cost for help, meaning beyond the visit, sure, with things such as preparation. Yeah.
Right. Very good. Rhonda, I love this idea and I love that we're doing this and have been doing this now for several years. And I think it's just a phenomenal addition to the services that we provide for our clients, just giving them that snapshot of where they're at and where they could be going and some tips on how to get there, right? So thanks so much for being here with us today and for just sharing a bit about your wisdom, your thoughts on the human factors review process. Always great to have you with us.
Anytime, Danny. It's been such a treat for me, and I wish all of our clients the most success that they can ever possibly have on their human factors and Safe Start journeys.
Excellent. So for Rhonda and the entire Safe Talk team, thanks for you taking a bit of time today, just spending part of your day with us. And until our paths cross again, I'm Danny Smith for Safe Talk with Safe Start. Have a great day.